Chapter 6 It's like being in a dream. Translator. Bane unedited. Feng Xiaowei left the Yun Sheng Inn some distance away and suddenly felt a chill come over her. It's obviously not winter, how come the temperature has suddenly dropped? She only thought that the wind was too cold, not realizing in the least that she had invited an iceberg demon. She was standing under a maple tree, the red maple was like fire, the wind passed the leaves resounding. Looking at the ancient buildings with steep flying eaves on both sides of the long street, the wine flags flipping, the crowds of people on the street, the traffic and the fragrance of the osmanthus flowers, she felt like she was in a dream. Until this moment, she was convinced that she had really crossed over. The original owner of the body, not knowing how she died, but from the moment she crossed over, she was her. Those potential dangers are now also like an invisible rope that could tighten her neck and take her life at any given moment. The blinding light made her squint her eyes slightly, a feeling of weakness came over her, her body stumbled and she almost didn't stand. There seemed to be something terribly wrong with this body of hers, and she intended to diagnose herself. Suddenly, a pair of large, strong, rough hands steadily held her in place. Be careful, a mellow, low man's voice, full of medium energy, rough with a few subtleties, giving people a full sense of security. Feng Xiaowei lifted her head and saw the sunlight leak through the red maple leaves and fall on the tall, majestic and handsome man beside her. His silhouette was clear, his lines strong and rigid, his body was full of an explosive force, just like a cheetah on the prairie. Bronze-colored skin, weathered, his silver armor is heroic, with a sword at his waist, and the scabbard appears to be very textured, with an aura of slaughter. However, this should not be a smiling Iron Man, at the moment the look is a rare softness. Who is this masculine and fierce man? She was slightly stunned, and her red lips slightly opened. Brother, she remembered that this tall and majestic fierce man was her big brother Feng Jumu. Feng Xiaowei was an orphan in modern times, and since she was young, she was adopted by the director of the Vanguard Institute of China because of her exceedingly high IQ. The director was a good person and allowed her to have a good learning environment, but she was always away studying medicine and didn't feel much of the warmth of home. The original owner of this body had a complete family, and in her memories her elder brother Feng Jumu was a pampering sister fiend who protected her sister whether she was right or wrong. Silly girl, where did you go last night? Brother was looking for you like crazy. Feng Jugemu's red eyes, reaching out to support Feng Xiaowei's shaky body, asked in a nervous and concerned manner. Seeing that she was wearing men's clothing at the moment, she couldn't help but frown. Brother, I don't know, I was probably drunk last night and when I woke up, I was left alone. The moment Feng Xiaowei regained her life, she decided to live for the silly girl who died in vain before, the people she cares about, guarded by her, consider it a reward for her. Last night's incident, she did not tell the truth, so as not to create a problem. As for Gong Xiaoshen's design to frame her, she would naturally pay back twice as much personally, without the need to let her brother do it. Wei Wei, let's go home. Feng Juyu glanced at the red marks on Feng Xiaowei's neck, his mind exploded, his heart was beating furiously, but he did not want to scare his sister. He knew that although his sister was brutal and capricious, she was innocent by nature, and if she knew that she had been insulted by criminals, she would only seek death. He decided to secretly investigate the matter and must find the beast who did that and cut it to pieces. He will not spare anyone who dares to harm his sister. Good. When Feng Xiaowei heard his words, she nodded her head gently, not knowing why, her nose felt sour and a warm current welled up in her heart. Does she also have a home now? Feng Jumu carried her onto the back of his horse, thoughtfully covered her face with a scarf, and then spurred his horse away.